Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I see now why these preachers don't go too much in the prophecy. They don't go into what's going to happen. Because they don't see anything. They haven't been shown anything. They got the same game. You can get the same teaching in any church you go to. There's no prophecy coming out of this church. Read. Verse 13. Ezekiel 13:13.
Therefore, thus saith the Most High, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume.
So what's
going to
happen with those missiles on their way? And the churches are not even talking about
getting
these missiles. All the preachers out there saying, well, America's not Babylon. This ain't Babylon. How do you know Babylon can't be someplace else? Because they haven't read this Bible. Are they preparing for the hellstorms that'll come in? For the missiles that are coming in? Read on.
Verse 14. So will I break down the wall that ye have jarred with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof. And ye shall know that I am the Most High.
The Most High are going to take you down with your buildings. And guess what? If the blind lead the blind, they shall both fall in the ditch. So you people that are following blind leaders, you can't say it's your preacher's fault, because you should read too. Read.
15. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have daubed with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that dub. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Most High.
Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14,
read it.
They have healed also the hurt of my daughters, of the daughters of my people, slightly.
They only healed it slightly. But they're not telling the people who they are. They're just doing it slightly. Read.
Saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace.
And the Most High is mad at these preachers saying, just talking about love and peace. He's sick and tired of all this evil that's going on. And they're telling people, it's all about love and peace. That's not the reality. Tell the people what's going on, what's going to happen. Maybe they will repent. Read.
Were they ashamed when they had committed abominations?
Nay. So they're not ashamed when they commit abominations. Why are they not being taught what an abomination is? Read.
They were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall.
Go to Jeremiah 23:1. Go Jeremiah 23:1 and go back to the book of Ezekiel. And I hope you write this down. If your pastor's out there, I hope you write this down.
brothers and sisters out there. This is the Warriors in Christ. That was the voiceover of Elder Ricard Yao from the Gathering of Christ Church. Shout out to the Gathering of Christ Church. Also, Florida GOCC, the Gathering of Christ Church. Shout out to them. I am Brother Yawanathan, signing in, bringing forth truth to you tonight. If you all can just give me one moment, I'm bringing my co-host, Brother Dwayne. One moment, please.
Yes.
Shalom, Brother Dwayne, are you there?
Yes. Shalom.
Shalom. This is Warriors in Christ. This is your host, Yawanathan, and my co-host, my brother Dwayne. We'd like to say Ahayat Bahashem Yeshayat, starting off the show as usual. I was letting the callers out there, the listeners know that that was Elder Ricard waking up the people once again, letting them know that the truth stands, and that's what we bring forward once again another day. For the listeners out there, today's show is going to be the Three That Bear Record. We're going to be going into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Family. We actually have a call on the line as well, too, brother, right now. Want to take that call right now, answer any questions they may have before we get started, or what?
You can bring them in and, you can bring
them. Say that one more time, brother, I'm sorry.
You can bring them in and put them in a queue, or you can bring them in or put them in a queue. I'm ready to go ahead and get in and study, so you can bring them in, or...
Yeah, let me bring the brother or sister in one moment after that. Okay. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, shalom. This is Brother Amak Bakwash.
Shalom, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, man, I'm just calling, see how boy, that boy's doing a good job, man. Keep up the good work, man.
Oh, praise the Most High.
Yeah,
thank you.
Most definitely.
Definitely. You know, we're just doing our part serving the Most High, man, as we all should.
You already know.
It's doing the work for the Father. Do you have anything you want to, enlighten any people out there on?
Continue where we're seeking, continue on seeking and never give up. Just continue, asking questions, because, through your questions that you're asking, the Most High will definitely give you an answer. You know what I mean? That's like, for instance, that's for me. If I ain't asked, ordinary questions, I would have never got in contact with the truth. I would have never been in the condition that I'm in right now. So, praise the Most High for that. So, continue seeking.
Absolutely.
Well, brother, since you're online, tell us the condition you're in and tell us how you end up getting in the condition you're in.
Well, first of all, I used to be, one of the boys on the block, on the streets, selling drugs and in the club and doing things that I had no business in doing. And, as for me, I consider myself a person that is dumb and that don't have no, like, you know, no, like, I consider myself dumb. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you look at my history, my background, like, for instance, elementary school, kindergarten, straight in. Barely made it out of elementary school, barely made it out of middle school. I was in the dropout prevention, made it to high school, you know, got kicked out, went to Dave Thomas, stopped going to school, and it's like, I was in the streets ever since then, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, but, you know, I used to read my Bible, and when I used to read my Bible, I used to catch migraines and headaches and stuff and pose it and go right back out on the streets. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like, so basically, I used to, you know, I knew, okay, that, you know, when I used to read my scripture, I knew that, okay, his hair like fine, I mean, his hair like wool and feet like fine brass. I'm like, all right, that's a person of color, that's a man of color right there. That's not what they portray in these churches. Those simple things, I kind of understood, and I was one of the people that kind of, you know, had emotions about what happened to my people during the 1500s and stuff. I used to ask my question, what if that ever happened? You know what I mean? How big my family would have been? You know what I mean? I would have, like how much things I would have had. What kind of life I would have been living? I always had those questions roaming in my head.
Right. It sounded like you feel like you had been robbed, never got your 40 acres and a mule. You know, that's pretty much, yeah, absolutely. But go on, brother. You know, go on.
So what happened was, so basically, you know, I automatically know the DJ was not going to be forever. You get what I'm saying? I was one of, like, out of all my homeboys, I used to, like, be, like, 10 steps ahead, like, oh, my man, this not going to be forever. Guy, like, it used to be droughts, from droughts to droughts. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And
yeah,
I was like, man, this ain't forever, man. So I started going to school. So now when I was going to school, it was a teacher. Now, this teacher here, you know, he was the school is in Hollandale Beach. It's like a trade school. I was going there for carpentry. So basically that teacher, he ended up leaving, going to California, so they replaced him with another teacher. Now, that specific teacher that replaced the first teacher, he was kind of laid back. He was not hard upon us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So basically, he used to ask me the simple little ordinary question, and I used to be answering, like, he was like, okay, Christ is not white. You know, he's black. I'm like, yeah, I know that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and then I was gonna say, you know, my brother. He's a rocker. I was like, yeah, you know, he's like, nah. So basically, he kind of corrected me right there. He kind of corrected me on that route right there. Okay. And then, like, basically, he used to stay, like, I used to go to school around, like, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and he would stay an extra 3 minutes with me after class.
Right.
So now, from there on, all he showed me was who Esau is in his school.
Okay.
That thing that sparked a fire in my mind, my boy.
Okay.
That thing that sparked
so
a fire in my mind.
He showed you who Esau was, you said.
Yeah, who Esau was. And my mind been thinking right, just like this. And then from there, I've been keeping Sabbath all the way to...
That's a beautiful thing right there, because you understood that these people been lying, telling you, hiding behind a certain color, but when you find out who Esau was and actually they was red people, then when you really look at the white people, you say, hold up, man, they're not white. They're really red.
Yeah, they really red. Cause if you put a paper close to their face, you'd be like, man, this paper is white, but you're not really what white really is. You're not really that for real. So
right now,
the reason why I say that I consider myself dumb, cause if it was the carnal me, if it was the flesh me, I would have understood this. It had to be the Ruach, the wisdom, the Holy Spirit that kind of. You know, they had me, you know, had my mind going. You feel me? I had my mind, you know, learning more. It had me, you know, had me always reading my Bible. Ever since then, I open my Bible. It's like my mind is filtering everything, just receiving everything correctly. Receiving. So I'm like, wow, it got to be the Holy Spirit. So I don't give myself praise. I don't give myself glory. I give the Most High glory, a higher, for Yashem. Yeshaya, and thank Yeshaya for praying to the Most High, higher, for sending the Comforter unto the saints. Feel me? So
most definitely.
That's
most definitely, brother. I like that. Tell the people, Ruach. Tell the people what kind of spirit the Ruach is. Tell the people for us.
Like Yeshaya said. Wisdom, she is known of her children.
Exactly. Say that again. Let them know that Ruach is a female spirit.
It is. That's what it is. She's a female. Exactly. So, that's what it is, man. If it wasn't for her, man, if it wasn't for the Yeshaya praying to the Most High, higher to send her to the saints, and she would, you know, she would actually, you know, remind us of all things. She would remind us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like a mother that nourishing spirit. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And that's where we at. Warriors of Christ. We speaking to the brother. You know. Another enlightened brother, you know, another brother who fighting for truth, who understand that he gonna have to do this to the casket drop. So that's what it is. Cause tonight's show is the three that bear record, the heavenly family, and we dealing with Ahaya, which is the Father, Yeshaya, which is the Son, and Ruach, which is the Holy Spirit. A female spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Mother. That's how we're going in tonight.
Most definitely.
Brother, say your Hebrew name. Say your Hebrew name before you get off once again, so we can listen out there. What's your Hebrew name again, brother?
Amos Bakwash.
Amos Bakwash.
Yeah, Amos Bakwash. I mean, truth seeker.
Okay.
Okay.
Truth seeker. And in what language is that, brother?
That's in the Hebrew.
Okay. Most definitely in the Hebrew. Okay, we got to know.
That's the ancient Hebrew.
Oh,
let's go.
That's the ancient Hebrew. Most definitely. Okay, brother, we're going to put you back in the queue. I know you're going to be listening to the show, but we got to get it going. We only got, an hour and 40 minutes. So, you know, this Holy Spirit thing, man, it's never ending. So we got to go ahead and give it a go right now. Other than that, man, we appreciate you coming on and all praise to the Most High, brother. You be blessed.
The water, man. The water.
Most definitely. Put them in the queue, and then, you know, don't go nowhere, because when it's time for questions, we're looking for you to fire right back in.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Look like we got another caller, too, but we got to make it happen, brother, though. Where you want me to start, brother Dwayne?
Okay. Feel that caller real fast.
Feel them real quick. Hold on one sec. One more out there. Listen to one moment. Carl, are you there? Hold on one moment.
Caller, are you there? This is Warriors in Christ. Brother Yawanathan, are you there? Hold on one moment. Hello?
Hello?
Warriors in Christ. This is Brother Yawanathan.
Yes.
Is there a call on the line? Brother Dwayne,
yes,
as well.
It is.
Sorry about that. Okay, what's going on, brother? We're about to get into the lesson. Who's on the line tonight?
Jackson Morris. I'm one of the biggest fans of just calling in, you know, telling you guys you're doing a good job.
Okay, chill on, brother.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
All praise to the Most High.
And keep up doing the good works, and I'll be supporting you guys all the way through.
Okay, that's a blessing, man. That's a blessing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
So if you are not big fans, don't go nowhere. Stay in the queue. You know, when we finish the lesson, hit us up with some questions.
Most definitely. We're about to get into it, so appreciate you, brother.
But we is it your number on your number? You see his number, right?
Yeah, I see him. He's there. His number's there.
Yeah, don't
go
nowhere. We like to talk to you. When we finish the lesson, we like to go in with you and get a better understanding of who he is, and we go from there.
Okay.
So
sorry, brother.
Stay on in, and we're finna do our thing, and after then, we're gonna pull you right back in.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Chill out.
Okay.
Thanks again, brother. Thanks again. May the Father be with you.
All right, he's in the queue right now. Let's get it, man.
Okay.
Where you want me to start at, brother?
Okay. The three that bear record, the heavenly family. Let's go to Genesis
1:26. Genesis 1:26. And the Most High Ahiah said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
Okay, read that again. Read 1:26 again. The Most High said what?
And the Most High said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion."
Right there, a lot of people want to know, who is us? Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Now, it'd be a lot of different questions. It'd be a lot of different philosophies, angels, whatever. This here was the Word and the Holy Spirit that what this is speaking on. This is the Word and the Holy Spirit what they're speaking on. How we could prove that? Jonathan, please let's go to John 5:7.
John 5:7. One moment.
1 John 5:7.
1 John?
1 John 5:7.
First John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven.
How many
Father,
it is?
There are three that bear record in heaven.
Okay.
The Father and the Word.
Messiah.
And the Word.
Messiah.
And the Holy Spirit.
Which is Ruach, which is a female spirit. It's the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, which would be the mother figure. So, Genesis 1:26, you're being seen who bear record. Read that again. Who bear record again?
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And these
Father,
three are one.
These three are one. Now, go back to Genesis 1:26 and read that for us. Read that, because we're dealing with creation right now. We're dealing with the spirits that was around before man was born. This is before the creation of man.
And the Most High,
okay.
Genesis 1:26. And the Most High, Ahiah, said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
Okay, we had an understanding now that it's three that bear record. It's three that bear record. And man was made in the likeness of those three. And can you please give us an understanding who those three are, John?
The Father, which is Ahiah, the Word, or the Son, Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit, Ruach, or Wisdom.
And those three bear record in the heavens. Let's go to Romans 1:20.
Romans 1:20.
We're finna show you the family structure. Is in the image of the heavenly family. Family structure of man and woman and child is in the image of the heavenly family.
Romans 1, verse 20, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Romans 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Read that again. Read that one more time.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Start right there. Man, okay. Start right there. Man, woman, and child. That goes all the way back to Genesis 26. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Like the John, 1 John 5:7, there are three that bear record in the heavens. It's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is a female spirit. And we're going to show you. Now, read Romans 1:20, and do your thing.
Okay, Romans 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
So they are without excuse. So a man shouldn't be sleeping with another man, and a woman should not be sleeping with another woman. What is made in the visible is clearly seen. What is made in the earth is clearly seen. It should be understood that the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, is the image, man is the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the mother, the father, and the child. Where man cannot have children if two men sleeping with each other. Man cannot reproduce. Man cannot produce seed on the earth to keep living for the next generation if all the women start having sex with each other and all the men start having sex with each other, we will die. So that's not the order the Father created everything in.
Right.
So what's seen is should be understood. It should be clearly understood. Keep going, brother.
Okay. Verse 21. As a matter of fact, let me go back to 20 again and then continue on. For the invisible things, Romans 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Keep going. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Most High into an image made like to corruptible man
two birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore the Most High also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Keep going.
Who changed the truth of the Most High into a lie, and worship
who changed
and served
the truth of the Most High into a lie. Keep going.
And worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. Let me read that again, brother. Verse 25, who changed the truth of the Most High into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator.
You're right here, people. Hold on 1 second. Right here, people, it's not speaking on a creature that comes, just a creature. It's speaking on his creation, man. Man changed the Most High creation into a lie. The way man functions is a lie. It's out of order. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So be it said truly. Keep going, brother.
Verse 26. For this cause the Most High gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Read that again.
Verse 26. For this cause the Most High gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
That which is against nature, that which is against the order that the Most High created. It's against the order, because right here, 20, it says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. You see that? So, keep going, brother. 27.
And likewise also, that men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was met.
Can you please give us the definition of unseemly?
Unseemly. Definition of that, shameful.
Okay, now read that again and put shameful there.
Okay. And likewise, also, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is shameful and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met.
Recompense means penalty.
Penalty,
so,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Flag on the plate.
Most definitely. A flavor.
Right.
So why was, brother, can I ask you why was more destroyed?
Say that again, brother. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Why was Solomon and Gomorrah destroyed?
Because right here what the scripture said, you had man-on-man activity, woman-on-woman activity. People were out of order. And the Most High does not deal, you know, out of order. He deals in order. So he had to put that place in order.
Because I guess he had to bring penalty to some shameful people.
Absolutely. That's it. There you go. That's better said, right?
Okay. Read 28 for me.
Okay. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain the Most High in their knowledge.
Hold on. They did not like. Read that again.
Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain the Most High in their knowledge.
Hold on. They did not like to retain. See, that's the problem. We have free will, and we do what we want to do. And we do what we want to do, and when we do what we want to do, we're not following the Most High.
Right.
So that goes all the way back to 25, where it says, who changed the truth of God into a lie. You see that?
I see it.
So what's this big misunderstanding with people with the scriptures saying the Bible how would they say it's contradictory?
They say it's contradictory. It's a made-up book. It's not valid. It sounds to me that it's right on point.
Maybe it's right here, 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, maybe that's what it is.
Right. They didn't like to retain God in their knowledge.
That's what it is. Okay, let's go. 28.
Okay. And even as they did not like to retain the Most High, Ahayah, in their knowledge, Ahayah gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Okay, now right here, brother, when you read all this stuff that's coming up in the next verse, repeat it twice for our audience.
Okay, verse 29 here. I guess it's going to give a couple of indications of their mindset as the Most High turns them over to a reprobate mind.
Okay,
verse 29.
Which are not convenient.
So let me go back to 28 and just go all the way through. And even as they did not like to retain the Most High in their knowledge, the Most High gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God,
spiteful,
haters of the Most High. Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. Implacable, unmerciful.
I'm sorry for that. Please let me know what implacable means.
Implacable. Unforgiving. Implacable meaning unforgiving. Unmerciful.
You ever heard when somebody say, I can't forgive them. I just can't forgive them.
I heard it. Totally against the Most High.
Totally against the Most High.
Totally against the Most High on that. Want me to finish up, brother?
Yes, sir. Let's finish it up.
Verse 32, who knowing the judgment of the Most High, Ahayah, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only
worthy of death. I'm sorry about that, but that's a mean street. Read that again.
Who knowing the judgment of the Most High, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Okay. Now, that's going totally. Now, that's why we had to read all the way through, though, because a lot of people say, well, God loves us as we is, but clearly you can see these scriptures not saying that. And people... You can't get away with this one, saying that was that's in the Old Testament, because we reading out of Romans right now, and this is a letter where Paul wrote to the Romans.
Right, to the Romans.
Okay, let's go to Genesis 22, brother.
Right.
3:22.
Genesis 1 and 22, or just 22 and verse 1?
Genesis 3, verse 22.
Okay, Genesis 3, verse 22. And the Most High Power said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now,
right,
let's see.
Stop right there. The man has become as one of us. Who is the Most High speaking to? Who is the Most High speaking to when he say the man has become as one of us? Are you talking about some angel?
Nah, I don't think so, brother.
He had to be speaking on Christ in the reward.
Right.
Read that again. Go ahead and read through.
And the Most High Power said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
Okay, right there we're seeing why Adam had to get out of the garden. That's why Adam had to get out of the garden. Because he sinned, and he had to pay for that sin. He had to pay for that sin. That sin, we already know it, that sin brought on death. So, can we go to the next scripture, please? Can we go to, let's go to St. John 1, verse 1 through 3.
St. John 1, 1.
So, now we're getting a better understanding on who the creation, who man was in creation, who was created in the Most High's image, the heavenly family's image man is created in. Woman is no good without man. Man is no good without woman. We can't create life without each other. A man and a man is totally against the Most High. A woman and a woman is totally against the Most High. You can't create life. The Father is all about life, not death.
John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Most High, and the Word was the Most High. The same was in the beginning with the Most High. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
Okay, all things was made by the Word. It's telling you right there. Read that again, John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Most High, and the Word was the Most High. The same was in the beginning with the Most High. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
Now, we got a lot of brothers and sisters. When they read that scripture, when they say the Word was the Most High, first thing they say, the Word is the Most High. Now, what I like to tell y'all, brothers and sisters, can you please go to 1 John 5 and 7? When you go to 1 John 5 and 7, it'll tell you it's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. It's clearly telling you it's
Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Do your thing.
Okay. 1 John 5, chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven.
It's
the
one.
Father, for there are three that bear record in heaven.
It's 81.
For there are three that bear record in heaven.
It's just God sitting up by Himself.
For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
These three are one, and these three are one. I need you to read that one more time for our listeners.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
Now, it's telling you that it's more than one, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Now, to clarify where the other two come from, the other two come from the Father. Christ is the first creation of the Father. The Christ was spoken with the first creation, the first spirit ever.
That's why it's called the Word. The very first spirit. Christ created him.
Speaking to the mic, brother.
Christ is the very first spirit that's created from the Father. Christ is a product of creation. Christ is the first creation of the Most High. Christ created everything. The Holy Spirit comes from the Father. She is the mirror image of the Most High. She is His love and kind and nurturing side of the Most High. When the Father beats the child, the child runs to the mother and gets the nourishing and gets the help me out here, brother.
Yeah, just like a mother. You know, he gets the hug, you know, gets the kind words, gets the nourishment from the mom, you know, who is made in the likeness of the Most High.
It's a family. It's like when you first see the move in the place, you know, the man, he don't really care about the woman dragging him. Let's look at the place. The man, he's spending most of the money anyway, so he just find his little spot. This where I'm going to put my TV, my video game, whatever, and he fine. The woman, she going to be the one who decorate the whole house. She going to be, you know, the man don't really look into the decorating house. The woman, she looking to decorate the house. That's sort of like how the earth was made. Christ came through, created the earth, and the Holy Spirit came through and fashioned the earth.
Right. Well put, brother.
You know, he declarated it, you know. So, let's go back to where we was and read that again from the St. John 1 and 1.
St. John 1 and 5. Hold on, where we at? John 1 and 1. Okay. In the beginning was... Okay, St. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Most High, and the Word was the Most High. The same was in the beginning with the Most High. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
That's right. The Word created everything. Now let's go to Revelation 19, verse 11 through 13. Now what we're doing, we're bringing to the people the understanding of how the earth was made, how the heavens was made. Christ made them. That's why it's a big deal who Christ is. Christ created the earth. Christ created the heavens. I know a lot of y'all like, these boys crazy. But if you pay attention to the scriptures, it's telling you everything. So if you sit back, tell Satan to sit on the side and listen, you could get some understanding. But if you let him stay inside you and run you, you won't get no understanding. Tell that boy to sit on the side for a second and you listen to the warriors of Christ.
That's Revelation 19 and 11, brother?
Yes, 11 through 13.
Okay. Revelation 19 and 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of the Most High.
Hold up. What's his name?
Wow, his name here. Let me read that again from the top, 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of the Most High, Ahaya.
He is called the Word of the Most High. Remember it say, in the beginning was the Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So right here is telling you this is the Word of the Most High. This is not saying the Most High is the Most High. It's telling you this is the Word of the Most High. So the Word of the Most High is who?
Yeshua.
Exactly. Which is who?
The Son, Christ, the Savior, the Messiah.
Exactly. Now, brothers and gentlemen, the scriptures is giving you everything. The scriptures is giving you the full understanding of who created the earth. It's giving you a full understanding who the Word is. And we're going to keep on going and give you a full understanding that the female spirit is Ruach, the Holy Spirit, which makes up the heavenly family, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. The Word, his name is the Word of God. That one more time for the audience.
Well, first you want me to start at, bro?
Read 11 through 13 for me.
Verse 11. Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but him, but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God, or the Word of the Most High, Ahayah.
The Word of the Most High, Ahayah. Let's go to Hebrews 1, and I want you to read it down to 14. What we do, we get full understanding over here. We don't, when we read scriptures, we read it in its totality to get a whole full understanding. Right now where we at, we're showing the people who the Word is. Now they should have a good understanding that the Word is Christ. We already know that the Father is God. We haven't got to the Ruach to show you yet that the female spirit, that the Ruach is a female spirit. We have an understanding that there are three that bear record in heaven. We're showing you the heavenly family right now. Now, let's go in.
Hebrews 1, verse 1. The Most High, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed higher of all things, a heir of all things.
Yeah, heir of all things. He gave Christ. He put everything under Christ's feet. That's why Christ is the Savior. For everything is under Christ's feet. Everything. Let's go.
Verse 2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
Christ made the worlds. Whom also he made the worlds. Keep going.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
Christ looked just like the Father. Exactly.
Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of the Most High worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness and the scepter of thy kingdom.
A scepter of righteousness.
A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore the Most High, even thy power, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou power in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth. And the heavens,
power in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth.
and thy power in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doeth the garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
Christ's years shall not fail. Right here, this is what the Most High is telling Christ. The Most High is telling Christ, he said, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, thy mean your, even your God, your power, have anointed you, have anointed thee, have anointed you with oil of gladness above thy fellows. And though Lord in the beginning has laid the foundation, he's calling Christ Lord, because Christ is Lord. Christ is Lord over the Father's creations. And thy Lord in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands, of your hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as do a garment, and as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall never fail. This right here, he's telling Christ his years will never fail. This is the Father speaking right here. But to which, and now is going to asking, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? For all y'all who didn't know, angels are ministering spirits made to minister to men. Man don't supposed to worship angels.
Right.
The angels was created to worship you, to minister to you. Right here it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? The earth was made for us. The earth yielded fruits for man, for mankind.
Right.
The stars, the heaven, the stars, the sun, the moon, minister to man.
Okay.
So this right here is showing you, right here, 10, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. Thou shalt perish, but thou remainest, and thou shalt wax old as do of a garment, and as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and thou shalt be changed, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. So, right here is giving you an understanding who created the earth. Christ created the earth. Let's give him 4 more on 12. Colossians 1.
Speaking to your mic, brother. That was Colossians 1.
Colossians 1, verse 12 through 19.
1, verse 12. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible power, the firstborn of every creature.
See that?
By him, see it. Read that again.
Mm-hmm. Read that again.
Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible Most High, higher, the firstborn of every creature. Verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities, or powers, and all things were created by him and for him. verse 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Keep going, brother.
No, this, thank you, brother. This right here.
Speaking to your mic, brother. You can't hear
everything. It clearly stated you, Christ created everything. So, let's ask this question. Who created the angels? Christ.
Christ.
Who created the heavens? Christ. Who created
Christ.
The earth? Christ. Christ created everything. Everything is created by Christ. The scriptures are showing you. We're not showing you. The warriors in Christ is not showing you. The warriors in Christ are just reading the scriptures. St. John 1, verse 10.
St. John 1.
Mm-hmm. And while you're going, though, this is that verse just showed Christ's work in the earth, before the earth, and after his death. After his death, he was given everything. Everything was put under his feet after he finished the mission. That he come down in the earth and be a sacrifice to bring Israel back to the Father. For 3 days, he went down and came, defeated death, and came back with the keys and witnesses. Went on high and sat on the throne, waiting to come back to end wickedness in the earth. St. John.
St. John 1, verse what, brother?
Verse 10.
St. John 1, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him.
Hold up. Read that again.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him.
Question. Mystery. Who is him?
It is Christ.
It's Christ. Now, Yeshua. Now, the scriptures is edifying everything. Let's go to 1 Peter 1, chapter 18. I mean, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through 21.
First Peter 1.
In the earth, and the earth didn't accept them. He created the earth, and the people in the earth didn't even accept who created the earth.
That was First Peter 1, verse 18. First Peter 1, verse 18. Yeah. Chapter 1, verse 18.
Yeah, 18 through 21. Christ was in the earth, and the people in the earth didn't accept the person that created the earth. Didn't respect the spirit that created the earth.
That's crazy. Let's get that. 1 Peter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye are, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in the Most High, the highest, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in the Most High, the highest.
See that he was before the foundations of the earth. It's showing you right here, women and men, ladies and gentlemen, Christ created the earth. Christ. Let's go to St. John 1, verse 14. I know it might sound new, but that just letting you know, get your King James, get in the scriptures, and start listening to those gospels. Read your Bibles. We can't stress it more. And tune in to Warriors in Christ. And when you're not tuning in to Warriors in Christ, tune in to God in the Christ Church, please. GOC. Tune in. Tune in.
John 1, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay. Read that again.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt
amongst
us.
And the Word was made flesh. And the Word was made flesh.
And dwelt among us. Yes.
And dwelt among us. That's right. So now, ladies and gentlemen, you understand that Christ is the Word. Christ was made flesh. Christ was an unblemished lamb coming to earth to save Israel, bring them back to the Father. Christ was that sacrifice to bring Israel back to the Father. Yes, the same Spirit that created the earth. Now, let's get into Psalms 2.
Psalms 2. Verse 1, brother.
Start at 1 and read it on out. Read the whole thing.
Psalms 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Psalms 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Most High and against the anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Most High shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Say that again, verse 12. Kiss the Son, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
Yes, most definitely. Now, while you going to Proverbs 8, we could go on and move on. We got to understand that Christ is the Word. We already know the Father. But everybody didn't know that it was three that bear record. Now, we done showed them the second that bear record, which is Christ, which is the Word that manifests into flesh. Right?
Right.
And that's the scripture said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Psalms and let's deal with the female side of everything, the Holy Spirit, the reward. Now while you doing that, Psalms 2 say, why do the heathen rage? That means why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Most High and against his anointed. His anointed is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is showing you that the nation is at war with Christ and the Father. So, okay, now we're going to read 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. The Father is talking to the Son. Ask me, and I shall give thee I shall give thee the heathen, the nations, the Gentiles, for thy inheritance. You see that? It's in the scriptures.
Right.
And then it tells you in 10, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth, serve the Most High with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry.
Let's go.
These are the scriptures, man. These are the scriptures. This is the warriors of Christ. Right now, we on the study, 3-bell record in heaven, the heavenly family, Proverbs 1. Let's read.
What we had, brother? We said Proverbs?
Proverbs 8. I'm sorry. Verse 1.
That was Proverbs 1 and 1?
Proverbs 8.
8 and 1. Okay. Proverbs 8, verse 1. Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Let me read that again. Proverbs 8, verse 1. Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming, and at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the Son of Man. O ye simple understanding wisdom, and ye fools be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward to perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Most High is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, ye durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, ye than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Most High possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, when there were no depths. I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding water with. Sorry, let me read that again, verse 24. When there were no depths, I was brought forth when there were no fountains abiding with water. For the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree, and the water should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the Son of Man. Now, therefore,
right
hearken unto...
Stop right there. Stop right there. While you grabbing Proverbs 4 and 6, I'm going to show the people that the Holy Spirit is a female. And
now,
in the beginning of Proverbs 8 and 1, doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Her voice. She's standing in the top of the high places, by the way of the path. By the way in the path, places of the earth, she cries at the gates. And I'm going to jump right here to 22. We still in Proverbs. Proverbs 8 and 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. That's showing you right there, the three that bear record in heaven. It's showing you before the earth was made. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were set up. Before the hills were, I brought forth. Before the hills was, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the highest part of the depths of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the foundations of the deep. When he gave a sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Just showing you right here, brothers and sisters. Read Proverbs 4, verse 6.
Proverbs 4, verse 6. Forsake her not.
Forsake her not. Let's go.
And she shall perverse, and she shall preserve thee. Read that again. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Keep going.
Yes, keep going. Go to 13.
Okay. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting wisdom, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou doest embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Verse 10. Hear, O my son, Verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. And the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. Verse 12. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life.
Keep her, for she is thy life. Let's go to Proverbs 2, verse 1 through 7 for me. We're showing you that Holy Spirit is a female spirit. We done showed you Christ is the Word. We already know the Father is the head of all creation. St. John 1 and 1, the Word, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word is God. We understand that Word is Christ. Now we're showing you that the female spirit is the Holy Spirit, which most people never thought about or even knew, because the Romans been telling people, the Catholic Church been telling people that it's a He Spirit. So the Most High sitting up there with, how the Most High sitting up there with a male spirit and Christ. So the Most High sitting on the throne, it's not but men sitting up there. But he created man and woman
right.
to have life. The Most High don't deal with homosexuality. See, that's the deception and the lies that Satan put in the earth to throw you off, ladies and gentlemen. Boys in Christ here to do our job to the casket drop. We're going to do this. We're going to handle this. We're going to bring the truth. And all we're doing is reading the scriptures. Let's go.
All right. Proverbs 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Ye, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, that thou seekest her, verse 4, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Most High and find the knowledge of the Most High. For the Most High giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a glucker to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints.
Exactly. Now, we understand. We understand. Now we're seeing that wisdom is a female spirit. It's because it keeps saying her. And we understand that she was made before the earth was made. If you remember, man was made on the sixth day, the seventh day the Father rest. So man was the last creation that the Father made. The Holy Spirit and the Word was here before man. Please understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we understand the scripture just told the kings of the earth to worship the Most High and respect the Son or and kiss the Son of the Son will be angry. Now let's see what happens when you disrespect the Holy Spirit. Go to Acts 5 verse 1 through 10. Let's see what happens when you disrespect the Holy Spirit.
Acts 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter and Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? And to keep back part of the price of the land while it remained, was it not thine own?
Hold on, read through again. You didn't mention Satan. Let's go. That'll mention Satan. Read through again.
But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land while it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto the Most High. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, ye, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Most High? Behold, the feet of them
which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband.
Stop right there. That's showing you right there what happens when you lie to the Holy Spirit. That's showing you what happens, what can happen. But Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, it, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. So it's showing you that it was his land. He didn't have to freely give it up if he didn't want to. But he going to claim he giving up something, but he going to keep part of the money. If you're going to get a Most High something, give it to the Most High out your heart. If you're going to give it up, give it up. Don't try to have no sense, brothers and sisters. Because the Father see everything. The eyes of the Lord is all over the earth. And the Most High searches hard. So y'all, please understand that it's serious to not lie to the Most High, to the Spirit of the Most High, the Holy Spirit. You got to be careful. That's showing you right there. That's Acts 5, everybody. That's Acts 5. Okay, let's see what we got next. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 5.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 5. Chapter 2, verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of the Most High. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of the Most High, and the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which the Most High ordained before the world unto our glory.
Which the Most High ordained before the world into our glory, speaking on wisdom. Let's go.
Which none of the princes of this world knew, or had
which
they known.
None of the princes of this world knew. Let's go.
Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Most High of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which the Most High has prepared for them that love him. But the Most High has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of the Most High. For what man knoweth, things of man of a man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him, even so. The things of the Most High knoweth no man, but the Spirit of the Most High. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of the Most High, the Highest, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of the Most High, the Highest, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of the Most High, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Most High, that he may instruct him? We have the mind of Christ, Messiah.
Okay, now, what I'm going to do, we got 30 minutes left. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you two more scriptures, and then we're going to open up. No, we're going to open up. I want to read, we're going to show Christ, what Christ created the earth. Again, we're going to show that one more time. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 through 15. Ephesians.
Ephesians 3, verse 9 through 15. Is that right, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And to make all men see.
Start at 8 for me. Start at 8 for me.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than.
This is Paul speaking. A letter to the church of Ephesians that he set up. Let's go.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, Yeshua?
Hold on one second. Paul is an Israelite. Paul is an Israelite. He became an apostle to the Gentiles. Paul is teaching the Gentiles. An Israelite is sharing the light to the Gentiles. And to me, who is less than the least of all the saints. The saints is the people who made a covenant with the Most High in the wilderness. So the saints are the Israelites. Keep going.
But to me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, Yeshua, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in the Most High, Ahiah, who created all things by Yeshua Christ.
See that? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, okay, who created all things by Christ, Yeshua. Keep going.
Verse 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of the Most High, the Higher, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Yeshua our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Yeshua Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Read 15 here.
Verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
The three that bear record. Now, what I need you to do, we're going to close this out. What I need you to do, go to Matthew, go to St. Matthew 3 and 16. Go to chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 for me.
Right. Okay. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. And Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of the Most High, Ahiah, descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
That's the heavenly family right there. That's the heavenly family right there. So what we're gonna do? Go to Matthew 9. Go to Matthew 11, verse 19 for me.
Matthew 11 and 19.
And this is what
just go down to the bottom part. But I recommend, and I want everybody who listening to read 11 all the way through 19, but we just going to read this last little piece because we want to open up the flow real fast. So verse 19, read the last sentence.
Verse 19, okay.
Verse 19, the very last
sentence,
it said, but wisdom is justified of her children. Matthew 11, verse 19, right? Speaking to the mic, bro.
But wisdom is justified of her children, showing you that wisdom is the mother of heaven. She's the mother of the earth. The Father, the Son, which is the Word, and the Holy Spirit. But wisdom is justified of her children. This is Christ speaking on John the Baptist and himself. And he closed out saying, but wisdom is justified of her children. So when y'all get a chance, read chapter 11 all the way through. Now, we're going to open up the flow and bring anybody in the queue.
Yeah, we got a couple brothers in the queue. I got somebody who had just came in when we started. So I'm going to go to them now. I know they've been waiting patiently. One moment in the pool of this brother or sister.
Okay.
You're on live with Warriors in Christ. Hello, caller, you there?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Warriors in Christ. This is Brother Juanathan and Brother Dwayne. What's up?
How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing real good. This is one of your other friends, fans. This is Mario.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Mario?
What's up, Mario? What's up, brother?
I'm doing good. I thank you, brothers. You know, I'm proud of you, brothers, and I'm proud that you got something like this going on, and it really encouraged me as a brother in the truth. It's not a question, but the thing is, it's amazing when you get into this truth, your eyes are open to certain words that you were, you know, trained in a church or a Christian church or any type of religion. Your eyes are closed on certain words, but when you get into this truth, it opens you up to different other words that were just hidden from your eyes.
I'm happy the Most High working with you, brother. Thank you, Most High, open your brother's eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Praise the Most High for the gift of truth, man. Understanding.
Yeah. It's amazing that I always thought the Holy Spirit was a male, and just listening to you guys, it's just like, wow, that's crazy. That's like. Like, man, I've been reading this for 33 years, and I never took to my mind like that, you know. So I'm like, wow, this is, you know, to show that to someone else, they're probably like, nah, that's not what it really is. I said, well, brother, what that really is? I mean, it's talking about a female. It's describing a female's attribute. So
right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So.
You know, you got a show or anything going on so we can follow you? We'll check you out.
I wanted to get on with you guys.
That's what it is. This brother Mario, I believe, from Florida GOCC.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the gifted brother that actually does the illustrations, man, and whatnot.
Oh, man, we've been waiting for
that.
You.
Yeah, told you, man. We're going to have to come together. We're going to need you, but that's what we're missing right now, man. Definitely.
Yeah, we need you to get on. We need that graphic up, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
so I mean, I also do animation, anything live action, video, film. I'm doing it for a hire, man. This,
okay.
That's all it's about right now.
Most definitely,
exactly.
Most definitely.
That's real. Nothing else but that.
Great.
Yeah, so
I'm
gonna be queuing you guys all as much as y'all guys on here. I'm gonna support y'all guys. I mean, it's all love here, man. That's all. It
most
is.
Definitely family thing, you know. It's
family.
I didn't know it was you, but most definitely, man. We got your back. You know, anybody, Florida GOC. GOC, anybody in truth, we got your back.
Absolutely.
So what we'll do is, I think I got your number here. What I'll do is I'll make sure it's locked in, and anytime there's an upcoming show, you know, I'll shoot you a text message and let you know. That way you can chime in and, you know, listen to the words in Christ, man, and, you know, follow along with the Bible, bro. King James.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Yes, bro.
All right.
Was there a week?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I
was just about to say I got a couple more brothers in the queue. I want to get them in. I know they might have some questions or something to say before the show ends. So, Brother Mario, we definitely appreciate it, man. Appreciate the support.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, we likewise, brother, any support you need, anything we can do, you know, we there. We there for you, too, as well, brother.
Most definitely,
right,
brother. Looking. If we don't link up before the Sabbath, you know I'm gonna be looking to see you in Boynton. You know I'm gonna be looking to see you up there.
Okay. No problem.
Bro.
I mean, anytime, man. It's not just on Sabbath, but anytime.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks
brother.
For the support again, and shalom.
Shalom.
All right, shalom.
Hold on one more. We got a couple other callers. Warriors in Christ, you on live.
Hello?
What's going on? Warriors in Christ, you on
shalom.
Live.
Shalom.
Any questions?
Yeah, this is Amat Fakwash again.
Okay, cool.
What's up? What's up?
I wanted to add a couple of scriptures about, you know, the mother of all things.
Do your thing, brother.
Okay, no problem. You go ahead. The floor is yours. Let us know where to go.
The Apocrypha, Wisdom of Solomon.
Most definitely.
Okay. Wisdom of Solomon, where? Where you at in that? Get mine in front of me.
Chapter 7, verse 22. Now this is the main reason why the Protestant and the Hebrew canon took out the Apocrypha out of the Bible.
Okay, let's get it.
Most definitely, you're right, brother. They tried to say it's non-canonical and is not biblical inspiring. But go in and show these brothers and sisters why they took them out. Show them why they took those scriptures out.
Right now, go ahead and read that for your boy on you want to
okay. God. Okay, Wisdom of Solomon, that was chapter 7, verse 22.
Yeah, go ahead and read that all the way down to you can read that all the way down to 30.
Okay, got it. Okay, and all such things as are either secret or manifest, them I know. Oh, you know what? That was 21. I'm sorry. Verse 22. For wisdom, which is the worker of all things, taught me. For in her is an understanding spirit, holy one, only manifold, subtle, lively, clear, undefiled, plain, not subject to hurt, loving, the thing that is good, quick, which cannot be lettered, ready to do good, kind to man, steadfast, sure, free from care, having all power, overseeing all things, and going through all understanding, pure and most subtle spirits. For wisdom is more moving than any motion. She passeth and goeth through all things by reason of her pureness. For she is
the breath of the power of the Most High Ahayah, and a pure influence flowing from the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, can no undefiled thing fall into her, for she is the brightness of the everlasting light, the unspotted mirror of the power of Ahayah, Most High, and the image of his goodness. And being but one, she can do all things, and remaining in herself, she maketh all things new, and all ages entering into holy souls, she maketh their friends of the Most High, Ahayah, and prophets. For the Most High loveth none but him that dwelleth with wisdom. For she is more beautiful than the sun, and above all the order of stars, being compared with the light she is found before it, or after. This cometh night, but vice shall not prevail against wisdom.
So right there. So basically, we understand that wisdom, the Holy Spirit, is a she.
Exactly. Right.
Not a he. All right. That's the Roman Catholic promoting, you know, sodomy.
Right.
So right. That right there, and also I got like two precepts.
Ecclesiasticus, chapter 4, verse 11.
Ecclesiasticus 4:11, one moment.
Okay, Ecclesiasticus 4:11 all the way through,
All the way down to 19,
okay,
showing that wisdom, like, cause you know how we used to be in the world and everything else like that, but wisdom will come to you and guide you and be with you, but at the same time, she gonna straighten you out. Let's get it.
That's Ecclesiasticus 4:11. It says here, wisdom exalteth her children and layeth hold of them that seek her. He that loveth her loveth life. And they that seek to her early shall be filled with joy. He that holdeth her fast shall inherit glory, and wheresoever she entereth, the Lord will bless. They that serve her shall minister to the Holy One, and them that love her, the Most High doeth love. Whoso giveth care unto her shall judge the nations, and he that attendeth unto her shall dwell securely. If a man commit himself unto her,
go ahead. So right there it says, whosoever gives ear unto her, which is the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, would judge the nation.
Verse 16. If a man commit himself unto her, he shall inherit her, and his generation shall hold her in possession. For at the first she will walk with him by crooked ways, and bring fear and dread upon him, and torment him with her discipline, until she may trust his soul and try him by her laws. They will
see that.
I see it. That's mean. I see it. That's major. Verse 18. Then will she return the straight way unto him and comfort him and show him her secret. But if he go wrong, she
she will forsake him and give him over to his own ruin.
That's it right there.
Great precept.
So wisdom, wisdom itself, herself would actually be with you, and then she will correct you. If you go back, she's going to forsake you, leave you.
Exactly.
I mean, wisdom don't do it in no defiled body.
Right.
Now, one more thing. Wisdom, when you read Ecclesiastes chapter 22, it let you know who wisdom dwell with.
Okay.
Well, most definitely. Since we got 9 minutes left, so what I need you to read, Ecclesiastes, so we can get a full understanding that if you don't feel the Most High judgment, that's where everything started. Read that so we can understand the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Read Ecclesiastes 1. That's Ecclesiastes 1. Read it on down.
Okay, yeah, because we actually got another call in the queue I want to try to pull in as well, but let me get that.
You know what? We got 9 minutes. We got 8 minutes left. What we could do, because we got multiple shows to go. We could jump back on with this. But let's try to pull in all our speakers. Let's try to pull in everybody before we end this. But we most definitely going to jump back on this because this is very good right here. This is the Most High working right now.
Absolutely. Yes, brother, if you don't mind, I'm gonna pull in another caller, brother. I know you're going to still be in the holding block waiting and listening, but I just want to pull in this other caller and see what this brother or sister, want to implement on the show.
All right, no problem, brother. That was beautiful, brother, and we're looking for you.
Yeah.
We're going to pull you in on the next one and let you do your thing.
Definitely.
All praise go to the Most High, a higher Bayashim and Shire.
Absolutely. Shalom. Okay. Warriors in Christ, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Warriors in Christ, you're on the air live, brother. Or sister, brother?
Shalom,
brother. What's going on? You on the air? We want to get you in before our time expires. I see you was here on the whole show. You got anything you want to add or any questions?
My name is Jackson. I'm part of the GOCC. I just want to say you guys are doing a great job. I've learned a lot about the Holy Spirit, but I've known since the time I've done the research about the Holy Spirit being a female. And I know even in the scriptures where it says the Holy Spirit, when he comes, even the word he, if you go to Strong's, it's a keynote, which is that one.
You're right. That's a Greek word for he.
So I know they've been trying to insert a lot of male, he, to promote the homosexual thing that we have going on in the Roman Catholic Church, and I agree with the last brother. He brought forth a lot of scriptures in the Apocrypha, and you guys brought a lot of scriptures for the Bible as well. So I was able to be edified. So I just want to say you guys are doing a great job, and I want to support you guys all the time and keep growing. I don't want more brothers to be the same way, have the same kind of zeal, and we're doing the work of the Most High. And I also too. I do music, so I'll send you guys a couple of music and stuff like that.
Right.
So,
definitely. Appreciate that, brother Jackson.
We're gonna get with you, most definitely, brother. And for the record, that's in the Strong's. It's in the Greek G1656. Means the one.
Yes. That's correct.
Absolutely. So basically, you was able to cut through the deception by using the Strong's Concordance, in which it stated a he, and you found the correct term in the Hebrew? In the Hebrew you were saying? Okay.
Absolutely.
Showing that
as many people say, the Bible is tampered with and whatnot. You know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's John 8:32. And if you do further research, you're trying to seek and find wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you can do that. Anybody can do that if you want to possess the truth. So, this brother just...
One thing I like to add before, you know, I get off the queue, is that we have to understand the Bible says to study ourselves. We're supposed to be students of the Word, meaning disciples.
Right.
And we're supposed to study ourselves to show proof unto God, not unto men. So
right.
Without us rightly divide the Word, we're going to be falling into the ditch or be deceived like everyone else is.
Right. Absolutely.
So it's important to study.
Most definitely. You see, you said you part of GOCC. All the people who come through GOCC, follow GOCC, understand that, because that's the foundation, studying. You know, if you watch and follow GOCC, that's what you're going to do, study. So, you know, it's the gathering, you know what I'm saying? We gathering.
And for those who don't know, GOCC are the acronyms for Gathering of Christ Church. For those who don't know, that's the Gathering of Christ Church, GOCC, the acronyms. We coming up on 2 minutes. Brother, I want to thank you for coming on the show, listening to us, and you know, all praise be to the Most High, man, that you were able to get some further understanding on the three that bear record today. We thank you, brother. Definitely.
Your number in the queue, and we will be hitting you up, brother.
Yeah, we'll be letting you know before shows start, giving you a text or, you know, even just shooting out to you and letting you know the show might start. So if you want to, you know, listen in and, you know, have anything to implement, you know, we'll definitely have you in as a guest. You know,
most definitely. Everybody ideas some good over here. Everybody ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Everybody.
You mute. We'll be hitting you up on the music and whatever ideas you have, you know, to help us with the show, man.
And as a matter of fact, since we only got a minute and a half left, man, I'm going to actually let you go, and I'm going to play one of your tracks on our way out. Okay, brother?
Hey,
so I'm going to let you go,
brother.
And then I'm going to show some love on your track right now. All right?
No problem, brother.
Okay. Shalom.
Okay, brother. Shalom.
All right. Yeah, that was Brother Jackson. I'm going to play one of his tracks as our outro, and this is Brother Yawanathan and Brother Dwayne letting you all know for Warriors in Christ that the work never stops until the casket drops. So stay tuned for the next episode.